Torah that you have in front of you is from the second sefer of Rav Leibler called Imri Amos. And as we learned when we spoke about the life of Rav Leibler, these Torahs are written or were said regarding the as perushim, as explanations, as insights into the Zmirus of Shabbos. It used to be, and still in some circles, Zmirus was said from beginning to end. Whatever is printed in the Siddur, if you have a different Siddur, whatever is printed in that Siddur. And the Zmirus would be sung. In my father's case, he would say the Zmirus. But you went through the Zmirus. Nowadays, we're not as familiar as the Jews of old used to be with the Seder Hazmirus. But in each of these Torahs, Rav Leibler returns to the parasha as well. Now, beginning Sefer Shmos, of course, is the beginning of the Sefer of Golus and Geula, of exile and of redemption. And Rav Leibler begins to discuss the Inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and what happened. What was it that was trapped in Mitzrayim, and what was it that changed as a result of Yetzias Mitzrayim? And in many of his Torahs, he focuses on the subject of Emuna, of simple faith. So let's learn this piece here that was said at Shabbos morning Seuda. Eruz Hashem kol chasid of Emuna Noitzer Hashem. All of Hashem's chasidim. Eruz Hashem kol chasidim. All of the righteous of Hashem. Love the Rabbanu Shloilem. Emunim Noitzer Hashem. Mashalom al yeso isay gaiva chizku vimtzum and so on. What is this sentence from Zmirus? What does it mean on a deeper level? Emunim Noitzer Hashem. The simple pshat, he writes, Hine perish ha-poshut emunim noitzer, hu sha-Hashem es baruch mishamer es kol ma'aminim bo, mikol pego mikol ra. Emunim, the simple pshat in emunim, is those who believe in Hashem. And the word noitzer means protect. So when we put it together, it means that all of Hashem's righteous love Hashem, and He protects those who have faith in Him. Emunim, those are the Jews who are ma'aminim, the believers, Notzer Hashem. Hashem, the word Notzer is to protect, to watch. And he guards all of those who are ma'aminim bo, all those who believe in him. Hashem protects them, mikol pego, mikol ra, from all injury, from all evil. But Rav Leibler says there's a deeper way of understanding this. V'yeshleim ha'oit perish Notzer, k'moy Notzer te'ena. In Tanakh and in Chazal, we find that the word Notzer could also mean to long for, to wait. As it says, Notzer te'ena, which means the farmer, the one who plants, is waiting and longing for the fig to be able to blossom and to be fully grown. Notzer te'ena. Chazal used that pasuk to refer also to Moshe Rabbeinu in his relationship with Yehoshua. Like the Rebbe who was waiting with great anticipation and excitement for the development of his prized disciple. So the word notzer here can mean to long for, to wait. Notzer te'ena, the one who is waiting for the development, for the growth of the fig. Shu inyan tzipui v'kivui lahashlam hadover. When one is waiting and longing to see the matter completed, to see the perfection and the wholeness of this matter. That's what the word notzer means. V'chein emunim noitzer Hashem. So what is the meaning of emunim noitzer Hashem? How does this work out? So Leibler says a very profound thing. Heinlu shekiv yochel Hashem Yisbaruch mitzapa sheyi emunim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is longing and waiting for Jews to believe in Him. Hashem Emunim Noitzer Hashem. Emunim, that means that Hashem's greatest longing is to see the development of Emunim, of Jews who believe in Him. Emunim Noitzer Hashem. Hashem is waiting and craving and longing to see the growth and development of people who believe in Him. Emunim Noitzer Hashem. Hashem is Baruch is mitzapeh. He's waiting and hoping that there'll be amunim, believers. Ki yadu zayis medivrei Chazal. V'gam chach mihamechka moedim lezeh. This is found in Chazal and the philosophers, meaning of Kedusha, the Rambam, and Rabbeinu Bechai and the Ramban and so on, all agree. Shekol linyin habriel ohoi mishum tzad hechra chalila. That the entire matter of creation was not that chas v'shalom that the world had to be. It wasn't because creation was somehow the last stage in a long hishtalshlus in a series of events that forced creation into being. God forbid. We believe that creation was a matter of God's will. Right? A matter of Hashem's decision, kivyachal, His will. As it's found in the teachings of the Arizal, from his student Rabbi Chaim Vital, in the beginning of Eitz Chaim, derech ha-toiv lehetiv. That it is the way, it is the derech of the one who is toiv, of the one who is good, lehetiv, that the one who is truly good cannot bear containing that goodness. The definition of good is that I need to bestow good upon others. There must be room to facilitate this need to give. So the Ari HaKadosh says that what we can understand about the reason for creation on our level, what's been revealed to us is that the Baruch Shalom is Toiv. He is the essence. He is the definition of what is good. And since Derech HaToiv LaHeitiv, it is the way of the one who is Toiv LaHeitiv. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore created a world in which man would have the ability, as the Ramchal explains at length, and all this form, that man would have the ability to achieve the ultimate good by virtue of his own free choice to choose to be a believer in God and to serve Him. That's what it means. Rakshimidera ha-toiv la-heitiv. Shahaya ha-rotzen lo-fonev la-hashpia toivoso la-makablo. It was Hashem's will to be mashpia, to give toiv la-makablo, to those, to give good, the greatest good, to those who are able to receive it. That there should be mekablim, those who are worthy to receive that good. V'tevas derech yedua shehunach v'lemazeh al ezeris tshuke b'mashpil ha'shpil mekabel. The word derech, he's talking about the Gemara, the beginning of Kiddushin, the derech of a man to seek a wife and to marry a wife, to mekadosh a woman. It is the way, derech means, it is the way of this world. That there should be a tshuka, there should be a longing in the mashpia, in the one who has what to give, lahashpia lemakabel, to be able to give this goodness to the one who is able to receive it. Vuhu kedugma de la'ela. And whenever we have that in this world, where there's the tshuka, the longing of the chosen to be able to support, to take care of, and to love Akala, and that's the nature of all creation, Mashpia and Makabel, the one who wants to give, and the one who can create himself or herself into a kli, into a vessel to receive. This is the way that Kadosh Baruch Hu relates to this world. That Hashem is the Mashpia, Hashem is the Chosen, and the world, and the Jewish people Befrat in particular, have to make themselves through their own free choice into Mekablim who can receive all that Hashem has to be Mashpia to give. Certainly as far as the one who can be Mashpia, who can give, there is nothing that's preventing him from giving. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has what to give, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. And there's no chisar in mitzad demashpia. The mashpia has the ability to give. Kehalo zosu harotzen hanal. Canal. That's what Hashem wants to do. Hashem kevyochel wants to give. Ach kinitzrach liyasa makabel muchen lakabel. The problem lies in the difficulty of the human being to making himself into a proper kli, to be makabel, the brachas of Hashem, to make himself into a worthy vessel to receive this goodness. And what is the most important ingredient necessary in making oneself into a kli, into a vessel that can receive Hashem's toiv, Hashem's goodness? The most important ingredient is the belief that you're a makabel. Meaning, it's the belief that every single thing in your life is a gift from Hashem. It's the belief that everything that exists is a reflection of the Ratzon HaTov, Derech HaTov LaHeitiv, of Hashem's will to bestow good upon this world. The belief Shurak Makabel. The Kavakol Nasim Ritzonius Baruch, and the belief that everything in this world is from Hashem. And that in truth, the makabel, the human being on his own, is incapable of doing anything. Man is unworthy and incapable of accomplishing anything on his own. Man's main responsibility is not to be makalkel, not to distort this single truth, that everything is from Hashem, and that man is the makabel of Hashem's brachas. The yeda zayis bora ba'atzmai, and to know this clearly, like bezen nasa mokum hashpia ilav, and when man empties himself out of his ego, of his delusion of being able to control the world, so when man empties himself out, and he makes himself into a vessel, into a receptacle that can receive the toiv from Hashem. Now he explains the sentence from Zmiris. Evu as Hashem kol chasidav. All of Hashem's chasidim love him. What does that mean? He says, chasidav, why are righteous Jews called chasidim? Not the way chasidim, Hamid of Hashem, that's something else. But in the classic, Ezu chasid. What a chasid? Why is it that those who love Hashem are called chasidim? He says, because hamulchonim lekabel hashpa'as hachesed. That sentence alone is kedai to come out of your house tonight, for that sentence from Reb Leibel. The reason that good Jews are called chasidim, a righteous Jew is a chasid, is because the entire life of such a Jew is devoted to this one thing: to be able to be a worthy vessel to receive Hashem's kindness, to be worthy of receiving chesed, to be a klei kibul for Hashem's chesed, for Hashem's kindness, to give the Rebbeinu Shalom the opportunity that Hashem is longing for, that each and every one of us should be a klei kibul to receive His goodness. A chesed is a mischasid im kainai. The chesed is a person who's devoted to this tachlis of making himself into a kli kibul, so that Hashem will have the opportunity to be mashpia chesed. That's why when you look in the Svarma Kedoshim and you read all of that's written about davening because of the Golus Hashchina, the Shechina is in Golus, right? The exile of the Divine Presence. And people think, well, listen, the Baruch Shalom, I have tzaros, and I can't take care of my tzaros. So what's the Baruch Shalom crying? The Gemara is about the Shechina is crying, Gewalt, Gewalt, I'm in Golus, my children in Golus. So everybody's wondering. So if you're so unhappy, do something, right? If this, in other words, if Golus is something that Hashem is Baruch, you are so miserable about this Golus, it's so upsetting to you. So Hayad Hashem Tikza. So what's the problem? So fix the situation. We're maskim. And the Baruch Shem's oily mi roishi, that if a Jew is suffering, the Baruch Shem's gevalt, it hurts me. It hurts me. No. So. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu could change that in the Keharef Ayin. But this is the tachlis of the Bria, of course. The Ribbono Shel Olam created the world in such a way where He is sitting and waiting for men to be Goyim El Chesed to Him, Kivyachal. It's amazing. The Ribbono Shel Olam made the world in such a way, and that's the secret of the Golus HaShechina. That's why we daven so much for the redemption of the Shechina. The tsar of the Shechina, the anguish of the divine presence, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in such a way where it's Emunim Noitzer Evus Hashem Kol Chasidov, Emunim Noitzer Hashem, Evus Hashem Kol Chasidov. The Baruch Shalom has Jews in this world that are called Chasidim. And those Chasidim are the ones who are trying to prepare themselves by living lives of holiness, to make themselves into vessels that are worthy of allowing Hashem to bestow His goodness, allowing Hashem to pour His brachas into them. And Hashem is waiting for these Jews. Hashem is emunim noitzer Hashem. Hashem is waiting. The word noitzer is craving and longing to see the growth and development of believers in Him, of those who believe in His kindness and His goodness. V'zeu Eves, the last two lines. V'zeu Eves Hashem kol chasidim hamuchanim lekabel hashpos hachesed ki emunim noitzer Hashem. Shashem is baruch mitzapel lezeh. Emunim noitzer Hashem. Hashem is waiting for those who believe in Him. She emunim ba'olam. The next column there. She emunim ba'olam. Why? It's not because the Baruch Shalom that it's good for his ego. That it's good for his ego. Like Chas v'Shalom, you know, a person wants everybody to love him and to be crazy about him. Why? Because it makes him feel good. So that's what the Baruch Shalom is. That's what the Baruch Shalom is. Emunim noitzer Hashem now. Elo what? The Baruch Shalom's craving is completely altruistic. His longing is to give. Derech HaTov LaHeitiv. But not to give welfare. Because that, as we know from all the Svarim, that is Nahama the Kesufa, that's bread of shame. And that's not anything that could be enjoyed by the one who receives it. That's Nahama the Kesufa, bread of shame. Allah, the Baruch Shalom gave each person the koyach, the power of free choice to join that select group that's called Chasidim. Amunim. Those who are Chasidim, who are Amunim. And the Chasidim, the Amunim, they are the ones who are giving the Baruch Shalom the opportunity to pour His brachas, to give, which is what Hashem's brach wants to do. And by us not being worthy, we are causing anguish to the Divine Presence. By our unworthiness, our unwillingness to create, to make ourselves into such receptacles, we are causing anguish to the Divine Presence, who is chalishing to give. As I once explained that from the Rebbe of Yonison Eibeshitz, that the Rebbe of Yonison said that one of the chazals that our enemies enjoy mocking is the chazals say that the Baruch Shalom davens. Hashem davens. So he said that everybody makes fun of that. Who does Hashem daven to? What does that mean? So the Rebbe of Yonison said a very amazing thing. He says that there are two types of tefillas. There are two types of tefillah of davening. One is the usual type is from the cotton to the gadol, from the small one, the one who doesn't have, to the one who has. So the child asks the father, asks the mother, "Mommy, daddy, can you give this to me?" And that's a way of tefillah davening. Is we understand that we don't have anything, we turn to the one who has everything. That's one level of tefillah. Then there's another level of tefillah, Rabbi Anderson said, where the gadol is mispalel to the katan, where the one who has is davening to the one who doesn't have. What does that mean? That the one who has is davening to the one who doesn't have. So the Rabbi Anderson said that when a father or a mother sees that the child needs something, and the child wants something, but the child is completely unworthy, and therefore if the child were to receive this, it would not at all benefit the child in a real way. It wouldn't benefit the child. And all the mother and the father want to do is to give the child. That's what they want the child to have. They're chalushing to give the child. But the child of Bechlal is so far from it that he doesn't understand what it means. He wouldn't be able to appreciate it. He would destroy the gift in a minute. Therefore, the Rabbi of Yonatan says that what happens is that the gadol, in this case, the parent is davening to the child. And he's saying like this. He's saying, listen, you know how badly, you have no idea how badly I want to give this to you. And it's true. I want to do this for you. And I'm davening to you that you should be worthy to receive it and appreciate it, you should understand it. Because until then, I can't give it to you. My hands are tied. But the child doesn't understand. You can, but the parent knows that you can. that he can't. That's right. So there, the adult is, the parent is davening to the child and saying, I want you to have this, but you know, you're not a kli kibbul. You're not a chassid. Meaning, you're not attached to this emunim noitzer Hashem. This is the tefillah. What does it mean? The Rabbi Anderson said, this is what it means that Hashem davens. How could God daven? So the answer is that the Baruch Shalom is saying to each and every Jew, I have so much to give you. But what are you going to do with it? So we're all asking, Vashonim Kippur, Havlan, Chaya, Mezayna, we want to have Banachayim, Mezayna, we want to have all good things, to have children, and to have health, and to have Parnasib, all these things. The Baruch Shalom says, no, I have all of this stuff. It's in my Aitzer. And Hayad Hashem takes. So the Baruch Shalom has plenty what to give. But the Baruch Shalom created the world in such a way where a person has to make himself into that kli kibbul to be emunim noitzer Hashem. And the Baruch Shalom is waiting for that person. Evus Hashem kol chasidav emunim noitzer Hashem. Because the greatest thing that you could do is to answer Hashem's tefillah. But the Baruch Shalom says, I want to give this to you, but make yourself into a kli kibbul. And if a Jew does that, he becomes this chosid of emunim, of Evus Hashem kol chasidav. You make yourself into such a person. Emunah Noitza Hashem, Hashem was waiting for that person of Emunah. So that now he could be able to give that kindness, that goodness. And Reb Leibler writes, V'inyan Noitza Chesed. V'aydezi, I'm sorry, the top line over there on the second year. V'aydezi yilom okam la'shbir chazav v'tuviz barach shiyya kluli l'kabal v'yanishlo metaklis v'mekuvan abriya kanal. And that is the perfection, that is the point of creation. V'inyan Noitza Chesed. That's why we say of Hashem's meter that he's a noitzer chesed. Look, if you hold a different way of thinking about when you say that meter of Hashem being noitzer chesed la'alafim, right? Noitzer chesed. It's a whole new way of thinking about it. Noitzer chesed. Hashem is waiting and is longing for the person to be this chesed that can receive Hashem's kindness. He's looking for someone that's holding out his hands to be makabel. Hashem's looking for people who want his gifts. He has what to give, and there's no one that's standing in line. The first soul, the first person in this world who was chosen as worthy to receive Hashem's kindness was Avraham Avinu. And that's why it had to begin with such a person. Why? Because the essence of Avraham Avinu was what? This midah of chesed. Of what? Of being a chesed. And being a chesed means the greatest chesed you know that you could do for someone is to allow that person to give to you when they want to give to you. It's the greatest chesed. It's much easier for a person to give a gift, to write out a check, or to give a few dollars. That's much easier than what? Than to be a bechin, to be on this level of a chassid that allows the other person to be able to give you. That allows the other person to be able to be mashpia to you. To make yourself into a kli for chassid is the hardest thing. Avraham Avinu was the merkava for chasde Hashem. He was that koach of chassid, not only because he was giving. The greatest good that Avraham Avinu was able to give to the world was that Avraham Avinu enabled the world to give kivyochel to Hashem the opportunity to give us. It's a little complicated, right? But it's the greatest good that Avraham Avinu revealed. To be an Eved Hashem, to be a servant of God, means to give the Baruch Shalom the opportunity to give to those whom he loves. And that's the greatest tovah that a child can do for a parent. A difficult child makes it very difficult for the parent to give. It makes it difficult for the parent to love. The greatest chesed that a child can do for a parent is to make it easy to be loved. You know, it's something you can't, it's, a child can't understand. Because and benkach or benkach, you love the child. Of course you love the child no matter what. But it's so much more wonderful to love a child and to be able to always speak in a certain way, and to give, and to be mashpia taiva ches, not to have to discipline and say, not tonight, not today, go to your room, you can't do this, you can't do that. No. That's the shlechta maisa, the whole business that we're so involved in. All the loisa essays, you know, that's a tough thing, the loisa essays. We don't really want to be that way, and then we feel ourselves becoming balig, Gvur instead of Bala Chesed. We lose touch with Chesed, and it affects our entire personality. So Avram Avinu was the first one. There's Nivchel Shoyan, Nivchel Lekabel, Shpoz, Chazdi Yisbarach, Hay Avram, Shoyan Mekabel, Minas Chesed, Nema Bay Vehem in Bashem. And that's why it says, by Avram Avinu, the first such Lashon in the entire Tanakh about a human being, Vehem in Bashem. And he believed in Hashem. That means that he believed in Hashem's goodness. He believed in Hashem's kindness, no matter what. He believed in Hashem's desire to be good to him. That's a very hard, it's a very hard thing to believe in, especially if you go through difficulties. The Chema Divik Kabbalah Nemarlov, and it says in Pasik, Umatzal says, Levavoy Nemon Lefanecha. That's what the Midah of Avraham Avinu, that same chassid, his Midah was, Umatzal says, Levavoy Nemon Lefanecha. He was in that category of Emunim Noitzer Hashem.
It seems strange that he doesn't enter into the question of
the healing. That's, you know, he's assuming that. He doesn't, he's alluding to it, when he's saying, but he doesn't go into the whole discussion because he's assuming that we're familiar with that, and he's right, we are familiar with that. As painful a subject as it is, we are familiar with it. And, he discusses it in a few other places, but Bichlal and the Svarim, that's more the Chaykrim are more Isaac in that, the Ramchal and Maral. The Svarim don't really go into that a great length. Divrei Chaim does, Sanzerov a lot. And Chabad Svarim, but not so much in the Polish Svarim, you don't see that they talk about it. It's assume Bechira, assume one God. You know, there are certain assumptions, we're beginning from those assumptions. But this is the underlying Nakuda. And the Avraham Avinu made himself into a kli to be makabel, to receive this kindness. Because believing in Hashem's goodness and desire to give, that's what creates that kli to be makabel. Before that pasuk that said that he believed in Hashem, he trusted in Hashem, it's written, before that, the Baruch Shalom told Avraham Avinu to lift your eyes up, look up to the heavens, and count the stars. Right? And he told him, your descendants, your children will be like the stars. And it's well known what Chazal have taught, Rashi brings down over there, that Hashem lifted Avraham Avinu above the heavens, right? To look down upon the stars. What does that mean? So he says, Rabbi Leibel says, certainly it doesn't mean that Hashem's Baruch took him on some sort of a trip, like, you know, that he went flying around with him. That's not what it means, that Hashem's Baruch took him on and took him to fly with him. So what does it mean? Raki says, Hashem told him, lift up your awareness. Lift your thoughts up. Lift your perceptions up. Instead of you being caught up in this world and struggling to see beyond this world, lift your hasagas, lift your awareness, lift your thoughts, your being, above this world so that you can look down into this world from the perspective of God, from that perspective of Shemayim, look down into this world and understand that all that you see with your eyes, he says, is mamish ka'ayin, is like nothing. When Hashem lifted Avraham Avinu above the stars, above this entire universe, it meant that Hashem was lifting him to that awareness of being able to see the world from its shayrish, from the perspective of its root and its source, which is the divine essence. Uchanemar usvaras akachavim, and count the stars. What does that mean, counting the stars? Hashem's Baruch was telling him the purpose of being in this world, that from him was going to be a nation that was going to draw God's presence into this world. And therefore he told him to look upon the stars, which correspond to 12 constellations, the 12 stars, mazolas, that correspond to the 12 tribes, the 12 mazolas and the 12 tribes. Shem Keneged Yud Beis Koich V'Amazolus, the 12 constellations. V'im Kein Ma'u Achidus Shinema Bei V'Hamin. So the question is, if the Rav Yishon lifted him up one pasuk before, Hashem lifts Avraham Avinu's awareness to such an exalted level that he's able to look down upon all of creation from that vantage point of what? Of that clarity of seeing things from the root and from the source of all existence. Then what's the big chachma that it says in the next pasuk, V'hamin V'Hashem, that he believed in God? If the Rav Yishon would take us on such a trip, we'd also believe in him. What's the chiddush of V'hamin? Because what's the definition of emunah? Really, what emunah means, faith means, when all you see around you are demyonis, all you see around you are fantasies and sheker and lies and mistakes. And despite all of the lies and despite all of the confusion, despite the fact that you can't see clearly, you strengthen yourself to believe. That's the definition of emunah. And that's how we always understood that. That was Avraham Avinu's work in those years of his life, to come to that belief in Hashem. Shakol oivra v'ena miskayim. That's what emunah means, when you don't see it and you are able to strengthen your belief that all of this is ayin, is ephes, is nothing. Avla Avraham Avinu olav shalom halohaya hakol bar l'negdu kanal. So what's the big chachma that it says by Avraham Avinu v'hem and v'shem that he believed in God? Everything was clear to him. What is it that's special about his amunah? Why does the Torah tell us that he believed? He knew. He didn't have to believe. Well, so of course, the Rebbe Leibel explains that the answer is pasha. The answer is that one depends on the other. Meaning, all those years where he didn't know, he went through those years of not knowing. And remember that the whole world thought he was crazy. The whole world thought he was crazy. It's not like me and you that if we don't show up to davening on Shabbos, people are wondering what's wrong. The whole world thought he was crazy. That he was a mammon. And all those years, completely alone, without seeing anything, without knowing anything, believing in Hashem. So that's what the label says. That it's because of that, all of the years, he was one of those chassidim. He was that midas chassid. He was the beginning of the first chassid. He made himself into the first one of that elite club of emunim noitzer Hashem. And what's the greatest gift that Hashem could give to one who believes in him? The greatest gift that God could give a human being is that clarity that Avraham Avinu experienced. Right? That's the greatest gift. Because we could take anything if we know that it's 100% okay. If we believe 100% that it's good, we could deal with anything. We shouldn't have to. We should only know good things. But if we would know, if the Baruch Shalom, if any of us would, God forbid, have to go through any Gehenim, God forbid, in this world, what would torture us most would be the fact that our emunah is not intact, God forbid. But if the Baruch Shalom would take any of us to that place above and show him, and show any of us the tachlis of creation, and what's the truth, And the Yud Beis, the 12 constellations, meaning the 12 Shvatim, meaning how this is going to affect our children and grandchildren, why we must go through all of this. Then we would be able to be besimcha, we'd be able to be perfectly happy. I think many of you probably remember, those of you here on Yontiv, on Yom Nirayim, that I told the Mice from Chernobyl, that there was a Yid that he told that tomorrow this is what you're going to go through. Exactly, he told them the next day, every single thing, I think it was by Kol Nidre, maybe I said that, he told him, this is what's going to happen to you tomorrow. And he told him every minute of the day, and your kid, this kid's not going to listen to you, and your wife's going to yell at you, and you're going to have this, you're going to have that, every single minute of the day. And he went into that day, and he saw that every single thing was mamish, like the Rebbe said. And because of that, not only, and the Rebbe also told him, why is it that when your kid doesn't listen to you that minute, how that brings a tikkun for that child and for grandchildren, and all these different things are being fixed from the beginning of your neshama to the end. So he said that Jew was the next day, not only was able to deal with it, but he was waiting for the next tsara. He was waiting for the next strike, because he saw, it was shown to him. He was able to look from that place of Avraham Avinu for one day, where the Rebbe took him on that trip to show him the mitzvahs, to show him reality from that perspective of, and that's an amazing gift. Because Because if we have that, then everything else is okay. And when you don't have it, then nothing is okay. When you don't have it, nothing is okay. When you don't have it, if you're in a hurry and the light turns red, you bang your head against the, and you have those ball players that the guy strikes out and he bashes his hand and he's out for 3 years, you know. It's like the guy, like, you know, it's I remember when I was first driving, so my father was going with me in the car, and I wanted to my father always says to slow down like a half a block, you know, before, and I'm trying to get to that light. And then I didn't make the light, and I go, oh, it's my father. He says, what are you, an idiot or something? What are you? He couldn't believe, like, he has a son, like, he's an idiot, a guy. What difference does it make if it's green or it's red? So I said, because we wanted to get him, I said, no. He couldn't believe it. He was so disappointed in me. He went home, he told my mother, couldn't believe it. What kind of a person gets upset at a light? This is what you have to get upset about, a light turning colors? If you have emuna, then it doesn't make, then all the things don't make a difference to you. It's also a ticket. Other rabbis, besimcha. And if you don't have emuna, then you're all light. You're screaming at lights and you're yelling at the train for being late and the chesvos and how come this didn't happen for me and that one didn't do this for me. And your whole life is more like chaos. You're filled with anger and you have tainas. So without it, one's life is not a life. So, because Avraham Avinu was a emunim noitza Hashem, he was a chassid, all those years, mamish alone. So the Baruch Shalom said, you know, you're okay. I want to take you a little bit on a trip with me. He didn't, like Reb Leibler said, didn't mean he pulled him out and took him flying around. So I want to give you for a moment, Hashem said, you're going to have my eyes for a second to see the truth. That's unbelievable. That's what Reb Leibler is saying. That he was able to mamish see it with absolute clarity. That's why it says that this was considered, this was a great gift that Hashem, what does it mean Hashem gave him this gift of emunah? Hashem didn't give him a gift, he worked on his emunah. So what's the Baruch Shalom counted it like it was a gewaldige thing, and that the Baruch Shalom counted as if he did this amazing thing, and Hashem gave him a gift, what is that? That's the pshat. The Achshavelot Stoki means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciated Avraham Avinu's love in him, belief in him. That Hashem said, the Achshavelot Stoki, you believe in me? That's fantastic. The Baruch Shalom says, you have such emunah in me, you have such faith in me, v'hemin v'Hashem, despite the fact that no one else in the world believes in me. You're able to believe in me? So Baruch Shalom says, v'Achshavelot Stoki, that is the greatest kindness you could do for me. Hashem saying, why? Because now I can do for you. Now I can give to you the greatest gift, which is what? Which is, after all the long years of struggling, I'm going to show you something. That's the greatest gift. Now I can give to you. Not only that, to you, to your children, your grandchildren. That's the greatest longing of Hashem, of Emunah Noitza Hashem. Hashem wanted that this emunah, that this belief that Avram had, that this belief should be embedded into the root of the souls of all the Jewish people forever and ever. It shouldn't stop with this one man. So as a result of that, the Jewish people have to go through difficulties that the rest of the world has never experienced. The kind of difficulties that our people have experienced. And the Jewish people have to go into Mitzrayim, into Egypt. Mokem Hester Agor, which is the darkest place in the world, which is the place that's where Hashem is most concealed. So that we would be able to become little Avraham Avinus, that would strengthen ourselves to become Chassidei Hashem. To believe in the Baruch Shalom, to believe in His goodness and kindness, even when there's somebody standing over you with a whip and smacking you over the head. To still believe that somehow it's a hashgacha, somehow it's for my good, somehow it's a tikkun, to be able to make yourself into a ma'amin. To make yourself into a ma'amin doesn't happen when you're floating on a raft somewhere with a pina colada, in some Caribbean paradise. Unfortunately, a person has to go through Mitzrayim, and the Jewish people have been through many Mitzrayims. Kshishchazku b'sham b'ha'amunim. And dafka there, in that place of Mitzrayim, just like Yosef HaTzadik, each and every one of us has to go through, that our amunah should be real, that our amunah should be tested, because then only then can we become really kalim to receive Hashem's goodness. Not Naham the Gesuvah, not the bread of shame that's thrown to the rest of the world, but to be Jews, to be Yidden, that are able to be makabel of Emes. So it says by them too, Vayam and Ha'am. It says Vayam and Ha'am. Aye, they reached the 49th level of Tumah. Afal Pichin, it says in Tosik, Vayam and Bashan. Vayam and Ha'am. And then afterwards, but the Tachlis was Vayamina Bashan, but Moshe Avdai, when they found about Kis Yamsuf, they reached the Madrega of Vayamina Bashan. So it seems that even though we don't have to say that necessarily. You could say that it's because of their amunah, their persistent amunah, despite all the tumah in their lives and the fact that they had like a fall into terrible things. Nevertheless, they held on to that amunah. So therefore, there was zaycha then for Hashem to show them miracles, just like Avraham Avinu was zaycha after all of his years of amunah to be shown a clarity. So the Jewish people were zaycha to see with clarity that Hashem performed nisim for them, that they were able to see with clarity. So we can look at it in that way, coming from that position. For sure. But it's because there was an Avraham Avinu that we're able to hold on, despite all, we're able to hold on to that emunah in Hashem. Which Chazal tell us that even in Mitzrayim, we used to take out Megillahs, we used to take out these scrolls that we had, and we used to cry. And remember that they were the Ovis, the Imahos, and they still believed in redemption and so on. It says that Moshe when it came, it says, Vayamanom, they believed. He says right now, the Rebbe. He says, Ki Yenikvi says, oh, Sayyid says, Ki Yishchazik B'Sham B'Emunah, they'll strengthen themselves in Emunah. Ayde Zay Yenikvi B'Hem Ha'Emunah, L'Derder, is this, we would have to work hard for that Emunah. So that Emunah should become part of who we are. V'chein Nemer, V'Sefer Hazu, and as it says in Sefer Shmos, Vayamin Ha'am, that the nation believed. And they heard, Moshe, they heard that Hashem had, that the time for deliverance had come. And they believed in it. Should be gulas, not gula, gulas. And like I was explaining, but this is what Rav Label is saying, that because we went through that Kur HaBarzel, that terrible experience of Mitzrayim, so the Emunah was tested, was refined, so that we would be Zeicher for Gula, for redemption. And from there comes the possibility of any individual Jew experiencing redemption for the redemption of the Jewish people as a whole. It should be quickly. Then it's interesting, he says, the Pasuk says, Vayamin Ha'am, that the nation believed, and Vayishmu, they heard that Hashem had, that the time for deliverance had, that Hashem had remembered his people. So he says, it should say the opposite. It should say that they heard that Hashem had Hashem had appeared on the scene. Right? They heard the good news of Hashem's arrival. Of Hashem's redemption. And then it should have said they believed in what they heard. But it doesn't say that. It says in Torah, that they believed and then they heard. So he says, "V'gam b'posuk as Yeshua Mishloach Harvali Mikodem Yishu Moshe Shom Mashom Lam Yishu Benem Hakech V'yam Naam." Actually, Zem Moira Gam Kilim Mekuvan Analis. But based upon what we learned just now, we can understand why the order is in such a way. That first it says what V'yam and Ha'am, that they struggle to believe, that despite all the suffering, they continue to believe in Hashem's goodness. And that's why they were able to hear. Actually, Zemoyer Gamkel, yeah. Shayidei Sheheminu, because they had this faith, Zochu L'Shmoy, there was Zoycha to hear with clarity. The prophecy to Moshe Rabbeinu, that the time of redemption had arrived. Hayne L'Hovin B'Chush, they were able to feel it and to know it with clarity. Because of Ayam in Ha'am, because of their faith, Hashem gave them that, Hashem lifted them up a little bit above the stars, above the world, so that they could see the world and know clearly that redemption is something which is true, and that there's going to be an end to Tzaros. Kipoka Hashem is Amo, that Hashem had remembered his people. By Dezeh, and that's why it says, Vayikdu v'yishtachvu, they threw themselves on the floor with gratefulness, and they thanked Hashem. Kamayda al besirat taiva, like someone who is grateful for the good news, receiving good news. Masharaya b'chush, when you see something with your own eyes, when you hear it, you're very grateful. But if you see it, mamish, you fall flat on your face. It's amazing. So the people vayam and ha'am, they believed in Hashem completely, and then Hashem showed them to the point that it was clear to them, absolute clarity, that the time for redemption had come. Umitzias Mitzrayim, and since the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, from that experience of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Nikva Hamuna Ba'oimek B'chol Prote Nafshas Yisrael. This belief, this faith in Hashem, despite all the suffering, was embedded deep into the consciousness of the Jewish people, into every single nefesh, into every single Jewish soul. As it says in Pasuk, Leman Tiskres Yom Tzeischem Eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yemei Chayecha. Hashem doesn't speak to the entire people and says, "Remember Yetzias Mitzrayim all the days of your lives," meaning of the Jewish people. He says, "Kol Yemei Chayecha." That means your life. When you're going through something that's difficult, how is it possible that you're still able to get up and put on tefillin? How is it possible that you're still able to be a Jew? It's because you remember that God took you out of Mitzrayim. Because you remembered what happened. You were part of that people. You were there. At that time when it says, Vayamin Ha'am, that the people trusted in Hashem, they had faith in His goodness. You were there to receive Hashem's goodness, to receive, going through difficulties, to know that it will be good. The terrace is to know that it is a tikkun, to know that something great is happening. The terrace is because he left Mitzrayim also. And because he's one of those people that is in that category of Evus Hashem Kol Chasidah, Emunim Noitzer Hashem, that he's one of the Hasidim who is struggling to believe in Hashem, and therefore Hashem will give you that gift. He won't necessarily take you out of your suffering. There are things that are hidden from us. We don't understand why does a person have to go through this. So Hashem will not necessarily take, just like the Rebbe didn't take that Jew out of his suffering the next day, but he told him why he's suffering. He told him why that's happening to him, and then he was fine. What we have a hard time with, people that go through suffering, Hashem Yirachim, it's not so much a question of what theological problems does it raise. The problem is that how could you love someone if you feel that he's hurt you? You know, when you love someone, and that one that you love is constantly hurting you, it has to affect your way of looking at him. You, when you love someone, it's because you expect that you have a relationship that you're able to give to each other. So when you feel disappointed and let down, it's very hard to go on. Because it's very hard to reconcile my suffering with God's love for me. And it's that letdown that causes people to fall into despair. But ever since the Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's possible for every single Jew to reach deeper than himself and to find that trust and that faith in Hashem's goodness, to be that chassid, to be that Avraham Avinu, who despite the concealment is able to continue trusting and believing in Hashem's goodness, and then Hashem will give you that gift of seeing, of knowing that it's true. Hashem says also in the singular, and you shall remember that you were a slave in Mitzrayim. Hashem took you out. The job of a person though in this world is to awaken and to arouse through davening, through learning, through mitzvahs, through avodah, to awaken and to arouse that sleeping point within him that's called emunah, to awaken it, to strengthen it. That's the tachlis of our life. And with the strength of the emunah that we had, we were able to destroy Egypt. We were able to bring about the downfall of Egypt in the 10 plagues. That when one's emunah has been so refined and is so pure, then he's zoche to see the Yeshua, and he's zoche to see the destruction of all that's opposed to Kedusha. In the Zmiris, when it says, afterwards it says that Hashem will punish, will pay back all those haughty ones. the ones who are baligayim. Hashem strengthens chizku v'imzu kom yachlam al Hashem. Hashem, be courageous, be brave, all of you who trust in Hashem. So he explains, that's the end of this pasuk in Zemir. So mishalom ha'yesa ha'yesa gaiva, chizku v'yametz levavchem kom yachlam al Hashem. That Hashem brought the downfall of the Egyptians, of those haughty ones who thought that they were going to control us and enslave us forever. And Hashem paid the miyachim, Hashem gave strength and courage, chizku v'yametz levavchem kol miyachim l'Hashem, those who have hope in Hashem, and Hashem's goodness. Kigam la'achi tzias mitzrayim, oid hutzuchu l'schazik b'emunah b'memodem alayam. We know that even after they left Egypt, they had to still use their emunah, because they thought everything was going great, and all of a sudden they were trapped by the ocean, by the sea. So once again, v'yaminu b'Hashem, v'yishavim. And when a person has that emunah, then the ocean will split. Yeah. It says there was a woman that once came to the tzaddik. I don't remember which tzaddik it was. She came to the tzaddik, and so I forgot. Maybe it was the Rabshis that said. No, it wasn't the Rabshis. I remember what tzaddik said, that there was a woman who was a minad, who defeated him. Yeah, I don't remember. It was Kotsky. I don't remember Kotsky ever admitting he was defeated. But yeah, could be this Kotsky, that a woman mamish outwitted him, because she came to him, she had tzaras, and she came to the tzaddik for Yeshua, and the tzaddik says. Strengthen your emunah, strengthen yourself in emunah, and you'll be zeichah for Yeshua, and you'll have a salvation. So she said, you'll excuse me, that's not what it says in Chumash. It says, Vayosh Hashem v'yomahu, that Hashem saved the Jews, he took them out of Egypt with all kinds of miracles. Then it says, Vayaminu v'Hashem, then they had emunah. I'll tell you what, Rabbi, you bring me Yeshua, and I'll give my emunah afterwards. And she said, he says, very good, very good. Take me out of my Mitzrayim, and you'll see I'll be a Ma'amin. But it doesn't work out with Reb Leibel. The Pshat Reb Leibel is saying is that Vayamin Ha'am came first. So the Koyach of Amunah, then there's a Yeshua, and then there's the strength of the second level of Amunah. Right? We're talking about two levels of Amunah. The initial level of Amunah is man struggling in the darkness. And as a result of that, there'll be a Yeshua, and then that person's Amunah, which is refined and lifted above the stars, which is no longer having to believe in it, mamish b'chush, with your eyes, to see, to experience. So they weren't even finished when they left Mitzrayim. We're not finished yet. When they were standing by the water, they thought they're going to have to go back to Egypt. So they thought, it's all for fun. Here we went through this whole dramatic thing of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and they thought the Egyptians are coming, they're going to take us back, it's all finished. So what happened? That was that test, al hayam, on the ocean. Ukshen is chazku oid be monosim niskaima behem bekviyas lal mayad, kemishnema vayamina bashem, vamoisha avdai, and only then can a Jew feel true simcha, as it says afterwards, oz yoshev moisha of Neisrael. Tashuri miraisha amonu, only when a Jew's faith is intact, is he able to sing shir, is he able to feel that simcha, that joy, that leads him to sing. If a person doesn't have that amunah, that even if he experiences something which is good and something which is wonderful, he's not able to sing because he's lacking the belief that this is truly good. He always feels that there's something missing. But that person who's a kli, who's a munim noitza Hashem, who's that Evus Hashem kol chasidah, those who are in love with Hashem kol chasidah, because they always believe in Hashem's goodness. So when they experience the Yeshua, the reaction to that is Oz Yoshe Moshe of Neisel Sashir Hazayis, and it's a song of praise. Not a tiny, it could have been better. How come it wasn't? Like this, it should have been like that. It's Oz Yoshe Moshe of Neisel Sashir Hazayis, it's with a Shira, it's with song, it's with Simcha, and Ahavas Hashem. Well, we should be Zaychim et Hashem to taste a little bit of this Amunah that the Tzaddik is talking about. And I think that this is a very important introduction to Sefer Shmos, to the book of exile and redemption, and to know, as we learn every year, that whatever we learn about in Sefer Shmos is something that each and every one of us has to go through, we've been through, we're going through, so that each of us should be zeicha Befrat individually and Bechlal as a people for the Gula Hashleim B'mehem Yomeinu Amen.